Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 4th of April. Right, let's start with the old family debate. You lot do make me laugh, don't you? You do make me laugh. Well, I put out five tunes on the old pod. Most people got them. People like Suggsy didn't have a clue. And fucking Zed Tips. What did he put? The Archers and Pebble Mill. What the fuck is all that about? Pebble Mill? Sort yourself out, man. But worse than that, are the people who are chipping in. You missed one. You missed one. You didn't put in Sports Report. You didn't put in Sports Night. I didn't miss anything. That wasn't part of my debate. How could I miss it if it was never even in the equation? It's like two blokes sitting in the pub going, I don't know, what's the best Spurs team? Spurs 61 or Spurs 2016? What's the best Spurs team you've seen? And a bloke leans across the table and goes, well, Forest 79 were better. They may well be, mate, but that wasn't part of the argument. Fuck off. I'm starting to worry about you lot, honestly. I am 55% coffee and then this. There was five tunes. The other tunes weren't even in it. It was a family debate. I was asking for help. They were never even mentioned. Five tunes. All I said was, what do you think's the best one? Grandstand won easily. For by the FTS community, Grandstand won easily, which was what my boy had said all along. He did make me laugh. It's how he started. He was humming that tune, and that's how it started. And I just went through. We went through those five: Ski Sunday, the golf, Wimbledon, and the cricket. I thought the cricket would get more votes, I'll be honest. Quite a good tune. I've got no massive view on all of them. I like all five of them. I think if pressed, I would probably say Ski Sunday, gun to me head. Do like that tune. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But then it did always remind me also of... it was like 6 o'clock on a Sunday, wasn't it? Of Sunday bath time in my brother's dirty water. And then school next day to get bullied for being about 3'2". So maybe it wasn't the best. But my boy did make me laugh. Against where I was going. My boy made me laugh. I said, he kept saying, how's it going? Who's winning? Who's winning? I said, oh, Grandstand comfortably. I said, even your mate Suggsy. I said, Suggsy's come out and said, Grandstand, no doubt. My boy's reply verbatim. I'm not sure that's a good thing to have Suggsy on your side. He has some weird opinions. It's almost doubles up as the joke of the day. Had me rolling around. So there you go, Suggsy, once again. My boy who you've met and likes, you're calling you out. But yeah, I had no massive view, but the FTS community spoke, and I'm going to give them this one. The coffee they can put in the bin, but the old FTS, they all spoke. Grandstand is your, or is the tune out of the five. People coming up with other stuff. I like Sports Report tune. Wasn't in the debate. Sod off. Have your own debate. Put your own tunes up. Pebble Mill and flipping Pebble Mill. And the Archers. How can you not know the Archers tune? Was it the Archers you put? Scotty boy, sort yourself out, son. Got another debate today. I'm going to put a poll on Twitter as soon as I finish recording this. It's much more in my wheelhouse, this. Just a straightforward, simple one. Again, I don't need people throwing other variants in. Straightforward. What is the best flavour crisp? Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion? Simple as that. Simple one. I'll put it up. And while we're on that, because this elaborated, this is how we spend our time, see? Has anyone got any proof that the Walker's packet colours changed? I was convinced myself that there used to be a blue salt and vinegar packet and a green cheese and onion. Sam's convinced that they've always been as they are. Looking at Walker's themselves, all I could find, they've claimed they've always been like that. There are online any some Photoshop packets of, can you believe what we're talking about here? Photoshop packets of crisps, of showing blue salt and vinegar Walker's packets. But I honestly don't know. Just interested. Did they actually change? I read one article, it said it changed in the 80s, but Walker's themselves, from what I could find, have claimed that they've always been that way. Anyone older than me who, or anybody who particularly ate those crisps who remembers? I was a Golden Wonder boy myself, you see. Golden Wonder disciple, I remember. The old Golden Wonders. Seven in our family. The old beige Morris Marina each summer. Either going to Torquay. We alternated Torquay 1 year, Cumbernauld the next year. And then you get up in the morning and your mum and dad would go, let's go and have a pub lunch. They'd drive to the pub, they'd go in, and I'd sit in the car with a packet of Golden Wonders and a bottle of Coke. What the fuck was all that about? What is all that about? Kids these days, they don't know they're born bathing in my brother's flipping bath water and sitting in a car with a packet of Golden Wonders and a bottle of Coke. And that was the highlight of it. Remember going to a place in Scotland. I used to go, because we had relatives in Cumnall, used to stay there and then go off to the moors and stuff like that. Remember going to a pub with a dancing bear. I don't know whether any of my jock friends up there can remember that. A pub somewhere near, it would have been in and around the Cumbernauld Stirling area. A pub with a dancing bear. Flipping nonsense. Unless I've imagined it. Right, so that's it. The debate of the day. Salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. And if anybody can throw any light on the old packet gate, let me know. This is it. See, these are world problems. This is what we're talking about. Over the last couple of weeks in podcasts that I've mentioned training, actually had a load of different emails and Dave's helped me with this, sorting through who's what. Obviously when you're trying to do something, and that we've got people of all different levels, different experiences, different bank sizes, so sorry if you're waiting for a response. Check your mailboxes over the weekend. We will be getting back to you, so check your spam and that if you haven't anything, but certainly by Monday morning all those who sent different queries in will hear back from us, and it's helping us tailor what we want to do going forward and how we're going to do it. So thank you to anybody who's sent a query in. Had a good day yesterday. Had 8 FTS members on Zoom all day yesterday, and I really enjoyed it. So thanks to those guys. I really, really enjoyed it. It was good to be talking about punting, prices, markets. And thank you all good lads. And yeah, I really did. It's nice to be making plans for when footy resumes, and it will resume, and you get your chin up and push on. That's all you can. Think what you can do, not what you can't do. There, get up every morning and say it to yourselves. What else have we got? Gary Smith, happy birthday to your boy Sam. He's 13 today. See, it's better than getting a call out on Radio 1 or Ken Bruce after Popmaster, getting a call out on the FTS pod. I should be in my mate's 61st birthday. We should have been in Vegas last night, out for a meal to celebrate his belated 60th because of last year. But obviously we're all in lockdown, and you know, it's going to be my own birthday is going to be affected by this lockdown, which would normally be a huge party somewhere or drink up or out for a meal. But particularly difficult for those of you who've got children who are sort of having birthdays through this period, and your kids can't have parties and mates around and things like that. So if anybody wants me to do anything for their kids, any recipes, birthday greetings read out on the pod, let me know. A mention on the bet slip from it tops everything, doesn't it? Come and listen to this. I can even beep out the F's and blinds if you want. So Sam, have a great 13th birthday, and I hope the Spurs kit your dad bought you fits okay. I'm sure it will. You want it nice and tight like Harry wears it. But yeah, if anybody does want anything for their birthday, any kids' birthdays, any jokes, stories, anything, let me know. We'll add them in. All part of the FTS Connect Keep People Going system. And while we're on that, let's move to let's do Book of the Day. See another thing there. See, I was going to change the order. Got an order in me. I'd changed it already. Book of the Day. Book of the Day today is Happy by Fern Cotton. This is probably one that not many of you read. It's Finding Joy in Everyday and Letting Go of Perfect. And this was a good book when those of you who've sort of listened long term remember I had problems with my boy. And one of the things that found him when we first took him for counselling was he is an absolute perfectionist, constant search of perfection. Everything he does has to be done right. And obviously when you do exams and things, it's measurable. He's always got A's, always got top marks in exams, and it's measurable. So, you know, you get 96%, you know, oh, well, I got 4 wrong. To him, that's sort of acceptable. He wants 100, but it was acceptable. But then you move into real life and not everything is measured in percentages. And it's actually impossible, whatever you do, to be perfect. I know the orange buffoon across the water will try and tell you he is, but it's just a soul-destroying chase. And once he sort of opened up to that line of thinking, it's really helpful. And this book's sort of a bit more about that. It is okay to make mistakes. We make all make them, small ones, big ones. I've made some whoppers in my life. But that is how you learn, even in trading. You know, you learn, you know, if you lose money, which we all do and have, then you you hopefully learn from it. What did I do? Why did I do that? We all make mistakes. There's no one's perfect at all. So Happy by Fern Cotton, Finding Joy in Every Day and Letting Go of Perfect. She's very honest in it. Good book. Good. Enjoyed it. And I think it'll do some good. Joke of the day. This is getting out of hand. I mean, what is amazing is you win millions at punting and you're getting more emails about shit jokes. I don't know what to, I don't really know where to go with that. I mean, I'm even getting people sending me jokes. Simon Dennis, is it bad enough for joke of the day? I mean, you cheeky fecker, just flipping, taking over. I'm going to have to start doing a couple a day, and I've got enough from members to. I don't have to chip my own in. I mean, mine are the best. I've got all the best jokes. I'm a natural. I have all the jokes, all the best jokes. But I like to give everybody a little go on the bet slip, star of stage and screen. So Martin Wathy, I was exchanging some emails yesterday with Martin about National Hunt Racing, and just didn't. Sorry, Martin, I hadn't seen it. I was actually, you know, you're one of the more intelligent members on FTS. I was exchanging emails with you about a very serious topic on National Hunt Racing and betting. I hadn't spotted you whacked a joke on the end. Martin's joke. See, I'm not taking any claim for these. If you're groaning, Martin's joke. Went to a fancy dress party dressed as a snail. The hostess said, "Who's that woman on your back?" I said, "That's Michelle." It did actually make me chuckle, Martin, when I read it. But there you go. That's Michelle. And then Lord Dio, I mean, he digs me out, criticises, moans, and then he sends this in. I mean, this, I don't even know where you get this. This is definitely out of a cracker. He's had a clean up while we're in this quiet period and found an old cracker joke. "Did you hear about the woman who drowned in her muesli? She was pulled in by a strong current." I nearly fucked it up. Can't even read it right. "Did you hear about the woman who drowned in her muesli? She was pulled in by a strong current." Are you rolling in the aisles? I don't know. See, I don't know. This is one. If I went and did the old Comedy Store in London, would they be laughing? As I said, valiant efforts. I've got loads. Can keep them coming. I'm not telling people to stop. Keep them coming. We can do this as long as we need. It can become a regular thing even when things go back to normal. Always got time to tell a couple of jokes. As I say, I am a natural. I have all the jokes. I have all the best jokes. So, yes, we're in for a warm weekend. So I'm going to join the party line and say, stay in, save lives, save the NHS. Do stay in at the weekend. I know it's a pain in the ass, but every day's taking us closer. It's a terrible situation, I'm fully aware, but it is going to turn. And the US bothers me. I mean, they really need to shape up. I tweeted a tweet this morning from The Daily Show. So if you look up The Daily Show, or if you go on my timeline and see, I've retweeted it, just showing how the Fox News Brigade have played this down. And now they almost try and deny it. It's just criminal. It's absolute criminal. You know, they're in for a spell of 1,000+ dying a day. Probably for a longer spell than us, I think. And it's an absolute, it's tragic, absolute tragic. And it's just no time, whatever side you're on. You know, the party politics bollocks is for another day. And particularly over there, that fucking orange wanker looking out for people who may vote for him. Just talking shit. And Jared Kushner talking shit. His son-in-law, and I mean, it's fucking incredible. The mighty one son-in-law, he talks absolute shit the other night, and then rather than correct him, they change a federal website to reflect what he said. That country is one huge fucking mess with that guy in charge. I don't care what anybody says, it's a fucking mess run by a fucking great orange buffoon wanker. That's the fucking reality of it. If anybody's travelling from there, you know, people from New York apparently coming here, it's right that we get the ump. You know, we're being asked to stay in and they're fucking coming over. And from what I read, not being checked, I don't even know how that works. So we need to get a grasp on that. Because America, it is getting out of hand. They have not got the man in charge to fucking stop this, I tell you. Don't care what you say. He is not. He needs to be fucking gone before this is going to get sorted out over there. You know, I don't like him. He's a fucking idiot. And anybody who does has got something wrong with him. The guy's a fucking buffoon. It's hard. So, for us, anyway, stay at home. Let's beat it. Except that kids want to go out, but there's plenty of other things. You know, I'm over the years, I've been critical of sort of parenting. I've been to my own brother's house where I just sort of shove them an iPad. And that seemed to be the modus operandi to keep them occupied. It's not time for that. Rather than screens, and letting them do what they want, play with them, educate them, cook with them. Loads you can do. Jigsaws, board games, charades, draw with them, names in the hat. I'm not saying that people don't do this, but I'm just saying if you know, there's loads you can do. It doesn't always have to be about TV, iPads and video games. You know, do things with them. And the time will pass for you quicker as well. And on that note, we have launched, and this is something you can do with them, FTS Fitness. Oh, yes. There are words I didn't think I'd be saying. So on the website now, ftsincome.co.uk, there is a new menu item on the far right on the desktop, and it's on mobiles as well, FTS Fitness. Five videos of little workouts you can do with your kids or do on your own. I don't need the muscle-bound gym goers and critics and steroid takers and weightlifting knob jockeys coming on saying, well, not very good, is it? I really appreciate this FTS member personal trainer, Nick. He's just put some five simple workouts together that anybody can do, just with a view of keeping mobile, getting up, doing something. So anybody who wants to go along there, great, do it. If we get a good feedback to it, then I'll get hold of Nick and he can do some more. But it's just, as I say, on the website, FTS Income, there's a menu item far right now, FTS Fitness. If you click that, it'll take you to the page with the five videos on, list what you got to do and a little bit of Nick just talking through. They're only 2 or 3 minute videos. But just something, again, you can do with your kids or do yourself. And yes, as I say, not something I ever thought I'd be adding, FTS Fitness. I have had a go out, I had a few bit on Nick, they didn't quite test me enough, but you know, that's me, I'm one of them, and I right, and while we're on all that screen regime, we've implemented a new regime now here. We're having 2 to 3 hours a day period where all screens go off, get turned off, we put them in the dining room, nobody goes in there, social media free, nonsense free, and it's amazingly cleansing. It's absolutely brilliant. You know, I've already sort of decided I'm not going to do any email at weekends now. I'll do it Monday to Friday while this is on. So you don't need to have your screens in front of you all the time. It is cleansing, you know, without the shit going on 24/7. And can eat you up. So there you go. If you go back, you know, 20 years we were experiencing this, you wouldn't have had screens, you'd have had to do something else. So try it, it's incredibly cleansing. Obviously the plus side to screens is, you know, for 20 years ago we wouldn't have had Skype and FaceTime, but those things have come about over the sort of last 10, 15, 16 years, which do make it possible to stay in touch. But just the general sort of sitting, reading your phone, going through the news, going through Twitter, Facebook, whatever people use, have a break from it each day. You'll be amazed how much better you'll feel. Right, I wasn't going to do a recipe, but I am. I made an absolute gaffe yesterday. See, I don't make banana bread. She made banana bread, and she said to me, did you Google the recipe? I said, yes. I didn't realise you mixed it with your hands. I said, what's all that about? I didn't know that, which I did say, but you don't. You mix it with a spoon. When she said, she's put, mix dry and wet ingredients by hand. That's what she wrote. So I take it literally with using your hand. But no, what she meant was you don't use an electric mixer. You fold it in. That's the words I'd use, to fold it in with a spoon. So the banana bread, my cock up. I've got to hold my hands up. But if she's going to write stuff, write it clearly. But she's on this now. She's joining in. She's got the mac and cheese now. I had been speaking to one of the guys on the old video yesterday. One of the guys saying I'm not doing enough for the old vegans and veggies. So next week I'm going to do, or from today onwards, I'm going to do some vegan and veggie recipes. I'm going to start you off with the one thing she does make, which I love. She makes a really good mac and cheese. So obviously if you're a vegetarian or vegan, you'd use vegan cheese. It's a Cheats mac and cheese, really simple. So 300 grams of dried macaroni, Approximately, that's for about four people. A tin of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. You're thinking, what's all that about? But trust me, 250-gram pack of mushrooms, four large tomatoes, and about 300 grams of cheddar and 50 grams of parmesan. Meat eaters, then what Sam does, she rolls up bacon and puts that in the oven as well. So if you want to have bacon on top of it when it's cooked, really nice crispy bacon, but obviously for your veggies, you can leave that off. So cook the pasta as per your instructions on your packet, whatever it is, 20 minutes in boiling water. While the pasta's cooking, open your soup, quarter your mushrooms, grate all the cheese, slice the tomatoes in half, and if you were doing your bacon, roll that up and put it in a bake separate tray. Once the macaroni's cooked, drain it. Mix it together with the soup, the tin of Campbell's soup, mushroom soup, so it's fully coated the pasta. Throw in the mushrooms and mix those in. Add a third of the cheese and mix that in. Then get your dish you're going to cook it in, butter the bottom of it, put a third of the cheese that you're going to, another third of the cheese that you're going to make the macaroni cheese in, the dish you're going to cook it in, put a third of the cheese on the bottom of that. Then tip in the pasta, mushroom and cheese you've mixed together on top. Add the other third of the cheese then on top of that, so you've got a layer of cheese, layer of the pasta and mushroom which had the cheese mixed in, another layer of cheese, and then place your tomatoes skin side up on the top, whack it in the oven until it's bubbling. Normally takes about 30 minutes and it will be nice and crispy on top. And if you're having your bacon, then serve it, just put a couple of the old rolls of bacon on top. Flipping beautiful. But there you go. So you guys get your simple, cheap, quick. I'm trying to give you stuff that's simple, cheap and quick. But we'll have a bit of veggie week this week. I'll get out, do a bit of veggie, couple of fish courses, and vegan as well. I'll even throw that in. I'll find some for you. Don't worry, I've got two members of my family are vegetarian. Three actually are vegetarian and vegan. So I'll get hold of them and say, right, give me some nice stuff. Us meat eaters will crack on. Right, where are we? What else have we got to do? What else have we got to do today? Does anybody know? Because I don't. What else have I got? I have got... I don't know whether that laptop's just shut down and I might not have recorded this. That'll be fun again, won't it? Stat of the day. Haven't done stat of the day, have I? Haven't done stat of the day. Old Suggsy doing some work for me. Said, I've got a stat of the day for you. Gives me Belgium, the only league that's not working. The only league that's packed up officially. All comes back, I don't know, let's say 1st of July. Oh, great, let's get into it. Oh, what was that stat of the day Suggsy's got? Belgium, not playing. Flipping hell, honestly. Think, man. Right, I've shown my analysis sheet. We've talked 3.5, we've talked 2.5, we've talked some match odds, we've talked 1.5. Again, listeners to the podcast will know a market that I have veered away from as much as possible, and it is both teams to score. My personal view is that in this market you need two goals, and I do better if there's a game that sort of would qualify trade in the 2.5 market. But I'm just going to give you some overall stats, because when you produce my heat map, it is shocking for this market. It is horrible. It is almost impossible to find a patch that wins. I've got a couple which I'll give you through this week, but I'm just going to give you an example. Backing both teams to score, yes, over the last, since whatever it is, August 17, September 17, between 1.72 and 1.9, just covering the leagues that I've got, which is, 27, 28 leagues. Between those two price points in 2.5, 3 seasons, loses 257 points. When you look at it compared to what over under 2.5 loses in those price brackets, it's like 5 times more. Shocking. If you throw in from 1.62 to 1.9, it loses 413 points. So you're just looking at it as a market that odds on, you are fighting an uphill battle. It's really difficult. there's a couple of highlight green spots, MLS between 1.72 and 1.81. Has had 150 bets for 20 points profit, and Segunda between 1.82 and 1.91 has had 122 bets for 20 points profit. But I'm not a sort of one sell man where it'll just that one sell. I like to see patches of green where I can work with it and games that will fall in that. But it's just, that's why, you know, obviously it's one the market's got a handle on. It's just not really a market. I've actually got another method of this, finding both teams to score games, because I put one out a while ago, which is a lot of what Suggsy's working on with me at the minute. But the actual just basis of heat maps and prices, odds on both teams to score, yes, is an absolute nightmare market to beat. It's one I've always sort of looked at, thought, Jesus, I've struggled there. If I fancy a game for that sort of market, I'll move more to the 2.5. But 1.62 to 1.91 since August 2017 has lost 413 points. That is what you are trying to beat and turn round to dig profit out of. Difficult, really hard. But there's people who do it. I'm not going to criticise. There's people who do it, people better than me, and they do win at that market. Fair play to them. And it's sort of, I'm a stubborn little bastard. I said to somebody yesterday, stubbornness is a good trait. We've gone about it another way now, and I will have it profitable when it resumes. We pretty much know that for a fact. My old mate, Belgium, Suggsy, is churning through it, and we'll get there. Right, I think that's it. I think that's it for Saturday. Do stay in. Do enjoy your weekend as much as you possibly can. As I say, birthday requests, FTS Connect, music requests. People love me, MJ. I'm going to be on. If Des O'Connor had his show, I'd be on there, you know. What else have we got? That's it. No, I am done. I'm not going to even. There's no additions today. Next week will be vegan recipes, horse racing videos. Do go to the FTS Fitness on the website. I'm sure some of you, it will do you some good. Feel free to report back on anything. This is a time when we all need to get together, help each other through it, keep each other occupied. And I am here for anybody who wants any help in that area. Right, crack on and have a lovely Saturday. Sam, enjoy your birthday, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.